This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the first annual High and Mighty Mega Sesh. If you want to watch the video to accompany this awful audio for some reason, treat yourself over at onlocationlive.com/Gabrus420. The video will be up through Sunday this weekend, 424. So dig in now and get watching. If for some reason the thing you think this is missing is a look at my face as it turns redder and my eyes turn redder as well, then get yourself on board and buy that video. It's only $10. Thank you. Bye, shitheads. What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty, and not just another episode, the first of its kind, the first annual 420 Mega Sesh. Woo! Starring and hosted by me, the number one fuckboy, standing at 6'2", 292 pounds. He rode the Peloton this afternoon. Johnny G, fighting out of Nassau County, Long Island. That's the South Shore. All you gotta do is trust me, Jackson, Maine. This is humiliating doing to no response on stream. It's time! Getting sued by the Buffer family right about now. Happy 420 to y'all. I'm going to say happy 420 to yous. I'm going to keep my East Coast Gabrus vibe going and my gender-neutral colloquial royal, the vosotros, if you will. I'm going to bring the vosotros into the yous. So I hope yous are having a happy 420. I hope everyone's blazed up. And if not, let's do this one together. If you were waiting for me to kick off your holiday, I didn't even wait for this show to start celebrating my holiday. But if you are for some reason, let's do it right now. Oh. Still lit. I'll tell you what I'm smoking or consuming throughout the full power or whatever this is, the mega sesh. Oh, shit. I'm already off the rails. But I will keep you abreast of what I'm smoking. I'll keep you two breasts of what I'm smoking, consuming. And right now, it's a palm leaf blunt rolled with some XJ13 from Claiborne Co. I got a ounce of their XJ13 and it was delightful. And I rolled up a bunch of palm leaf blunts. I've got one to kick off the show because this is my usual go-to. And then I got one to close the show, but that one's got a bunch of keef and oil in it because why not? Tis the season. Tis the day. This is embarrassing. I'm 39 years old and I'm in my apartment, first floor. My windows are open, screaming about how much I love weed. And it's fucking light out here. God, I miss live comedy. I have not been on a plane in 15 months, I'm losing my fucking mind. All right. Aren't you tired of hearing me talking? So here's how this is going to go. I'm going to bring out guests. They're going to stick around for the next guest segment and just hang out. We're all going to just keep the sesh alive. So I'm going to keep smoking. I'm going to keep you smoking. I'm going to keep them smoking. I'm going to keep yous all of yous are going to be blazing. If you're not a weed smoker, if you're one of those people who are like, it gives me anxiety or I have nightmares or I take one hit when I'm in bed and already under the covers. If that's your thing, then let that be your thing. I'm in no rush, but let someone introduce you to very, very low dose edibles. That might be the move for you, for your real toe dippers, your teetotalers and your toe dippers. Highly recommend low dose edibles. Gets everyone hooked eventually. Drop my lighter. I don't think that'll be the first time that happened. I mean, the last time. That was definitely the first time. Now, before we get fully into the rest of this episode, I just wanted to take a second to talk to you a little bit about ShipStation. Look, we can all be a little more productive, you know? Over the course of the last year, I've learned to streamline a lot of the stuff I'm doing on a regular basis, stuff I wasn't thinking about making easier for myself as time goes on. And so say people like started. Oh, well, here's a perfect example. My neighbor in the last year, due to some loss of work, due to whatever, you know, some kind of huge world event, started selling vintage T-shirts that they had a huge collection of. So they were like, buying and selling T-shirts. And then they ended up finding themselves getting pretty popular and shipping a lot of T-shirts everywhere. And then they were telling me that they started using ShipStation. And when ShipStation reached out about advertising on High Mighty, I was like, I actually have heard quite a bit about them. And it's no wonder ShipStation is the number one shipping software for e-commerce sellers with more 5-star reviews than anyone else. There you go. Import orders from any sales channel, ship with any, and I didn't even know any of this part that was so appealing to them. Ship with any carrier using our deeply discounted rates, automate just about any shipping task. Spend a lot less time on shipping and a lot more time growing your business. That I knew. That was the thing that they were bragging about. Excited about, is that they were dealing with shipping so much less. No matter what you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. Access to amazing discounts with major carriers, UPS, FedEx, USPS, easily compare carriers. They said they were saving money as well. That obviously, that's what everyone is looking for, but they were mostly talking about how much less time they spend doing it. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without the contracts or commitments. Ship more in less time. Just use my offer code MIGHTY to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in MIGHTY. That's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code MIGHTY. ShipStation.com. MIGHTY. Make ship happen. Oh, shit. We're falling apart. Let's get out my first guest. So they're in the back. They're gearing up to come out. Now, the reason I had these guys on the pod, they've all been previous guests of this pod numerous times. I've been on all of their pods numerous times. But this is probably my most frequent Sife, in that we get together on Zoom every couple of weeks to blaze. And we always are at comedy festivals together on tour, and we're blazing before and after shows. So I wanted you to let you in on that world a little bit. So introducing my guys, my fucking Sife, I got from Improv for Humans, Matt Besser, and from Coffee with Tony, I got Anthony Atamanik.
Ooh.
And here's the questions. Here's the question we ask every time the three of us get together. Do we have Horatio? Is Horatio back there, Marika? No one? Nope. Despite texting me for a special link, which I emailed to him. Oh, you guys have puppets?
Happy 420!
Happy 420, dude! Happy 420! Rib.
The only puppet I have is just a little pair of sunglasses that I put on my pecker when I want to personify it or give it a personification.
This is a whole.
You don't think that was my pecker?
See, I didn't recognize it in such low light. I'm usually seeing it professionally lit.
I don't usually put a hat on it with you.
Yeah. You
that
usually
would get in the way of my goal.
Guys, thank you so much for joining me for the first annual High and Mighty, potentially last episode of the podcast, period. But thanks for joining me for we did this 3 days ago on your podcast, Spencer, so it's not that weird.
Still recovering.
I'm way more high, though, on this one, because I bought all this weird shit today.
I bought weird shit today, too. So that was something we discussed, the three of us, is trying to get on some weird shit to kick off our segments.
Yeah.
So, Besser, do you want to talk the shitheads, the high and mighty listeners, and I guess they're viewers tonight?
I got some Clockwork Elves, which is that sounds like what you're in the show with, that Keith-covered bud.
Like in the Moonrock family?
Yeah, man. And that just whacked me out right away. So I'm already good. I'm already good with that. But you saw what I bought and what I
want
to introduce.
I know. That's why. That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
The napalm, baby.
Unbelievable.
I saw this like a month ago. in a dispensary I go to, and I was like, who buys this, man? This is ridiculous. I'd be embarrassed to buy this. The company, who are they marketing to? Because if my 7-year-old saw this, she would want to play with it.
Hell yeah.
And I've had it for like at least 5 days, and I'd really have wanted to open it, but I wanted to do it on your show.
Hell fucking yeah.
It might be difficult.
Yeah, it's flour. It's their brand of flour that's in there. They just have all this extra. And
wait,
one of my complaints about legal weed is how wasteful the packaging is.
It's
and
ridiculous.
Then this is like peak.
Well, if
ridiculous.
You think about it, as this is the top because this is the normal amount of glass,
right?
So it's just this is a that's huge just... top to it, and they had another one called the grenade. I'm opening it now. I feel like it's going to spill everywhere. Like, oh, indeed, I opened it upside down. So I didn't spill it, but that's the result. Mm. This is wedding cake, by the way, if anyone cares.
That's the best.
If it's in a bomb, who fucking cares what wedding strain it is?
Yeah, I'll buy mids if it's in a bomb. I'll smoke actual C4 if it's in a fucking bomb container.
When you showed that a couple of days ago, I thought that you were keeping weed in one of those bullets. Like one of those like
magic bullet blenders,
magic bullet, and I was like, "Oh, that's pretty inventive." Like when you want to just break it up
so
real quick, you just put it in the fucking magic bullet,
you grind it up and sprinkle it.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah. I was like, "What brilliant packaging! A grinder." No, it's just a fake bomb.
Oh, but hold on, I think they have another thing. I told you I did not buy
because
it was $120 and. Today I saw it for $150 the place I went, called a grenade. The one I saw today was Gary Payton. That's a good strain. You guys know that.
Very good strain.
Yeah.
Big fan.
And it's wrapped in like everything. You name anything has to do with weed and they just packed into a joint, but it's 8 grams of Gary Payton plus live resin, hash, keef. And it's just
diamonds,
like that
bullets,
thick, like
all that
fucking
shit.
And it's like a joint, so it's not broken up like this. It's a fucking. You gotta have a. Who's doing that alone?
No,
that's a fucking bachelor party.
You're right.
Yeah, that would be like that. That would be like the guy in Brainstorm who like cut that like his orgasm loop.
Yeah.
Remember the movie
It'll be
Brainstorm?
Just like that guy.
That's
that was my go-to reference.
That's my fucking go-to reference. Because I'm old, man.
No shit, brother.
There goes wedding cake, nice. Bomb.
Wedding cake. You just blow up. We're like, oh shit, I read this whole thing wrong. Tamanik, you want to talk the shitheads through what you got going on back
so
there?
So I'm in New York, so it's still, you know, the limited bullshit you can get in New York. So what I did was I opened up, I'll just pick up the bit I have here. I opened up in
weed banking account.
Some super blue cheese that I bought in Amsterdam last year when I was in Amsterdam right before the pandemic. And when I got home, I had it vacuum sealed and out, and I was going to smoke it.
You brought something back from Amsterdam on a plane?
I always bring weed back on the plane from Europe. Always. You just throw it in the bottom of the backpack. Nobody gives
a bad move.
I've been doing it since 95. I've been smuggling fucking weed from Europe forever.
Oh, shit. As usual with the grand entrance. Hello, Horatio.
Wow.
Namaste, amigos.
Namaste,
Tio. Where's my blunt?
So anyway, when the pandemic hit, I put it in the freezer and I was like, I'm not going to smoke this until shit starts to turn a corner. And since it slightly has, I broke it out today. That's my interesting weed.
Oh, hell yeah. From Amsterdam.
So do you have other weeds for other goals in your life?
Yeah, I have
just
one.
Waiting around.
Yeah, first child was some shit I bought in Washington Square Park.
Yeah, I'm gonna,
this is not
I'm gonna
appropriate in the hospital.
I'm going to smoke a crack rock when my son is born.
Yeah,
I've been saving it since 85.
There was one time a guy bought weed in Washington Square Park, and there was something in the bag. He was a waiter, a friend of mine, and he goes, "Oh my God, man, I think this is crack. And I was like, "Jesus,
wait,
why
like
are you excited?
Lucky toy?
Yeah, like it was like, well, first off, the weed turned out to be mulch, but the guy took what he thought was crack and smoked it, and it was chewing gum. He goes, I think this is gum.
The square part, so I can't make fun.
What do you got over there, Raj?
Yeah.
I went 420 shopping today.
Ooh, Honeydew Farms.
I bought a couple eights of this. And then I get a free pack of pre-rolls.
Oh, nice. Shit. Look at you, a bargain hunter. Heart.
You're thrifty.
And then this guy here, I'm thrifting, baby.
Oh, the wild gummies. Those guys are pretty good.
Get the wild gummies. Buy one for $16. Get the other one for $4.20. Good deal.
That's a good deal, my friend.
That's a great deal.
Yes, and for those who have trouble sleeping, these are really good for sleeping.
What is that?
The dark another purple. Gummy? Yeah.
What if you want to wake up from that sleep? What do you take?
Then you get these gummies. These are
delayed release caffeine bombs. You take them, and they, 7 hours later, it releases a shit ton of caffeine into your bloodstream.
Snap so awake. Cool.
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck? Literal
wake and bake.
You wake up like fully like Goku. Oh, by the way, I already blew something I was supposed to do on this show, so I'm just going to call it out now. First off, if you have any questions, there's a Q&A button for the viewers at home. You can drop it in there. At the end, I'll be taking some questions and giving some answers potentially. But also,
that sounds like a lot of fun.
I think I want to ask a question.
And then also, you might see this off iPad set up in the back here, which was definitely supposed to be a clock where I'm like setting it for 4 minutes and 20 seconds to try to keep like a power hour vibe.
No.
But that being said,
it went to
no
sleep.
One can see that.
Yeah, well, I also never turned it on.
Oh, yeah.
So that's my.
That's just a book, dude. That's just a notebook.
Yeah, at that point, it's just a. What's up?
Sorry, no, I'm sorry to interrupt. I want to introduce my new toy here.
Oh,
please.
Oh, this guy's called Cabeza Chica.
Cabeza Chica.
Oh, Lord.
Holy shit.
That's some voodoo shit.
Hello.
I said that's some shit I got my father gave me when I was 5 from From Chile.
My God.
That's not true. That's
oh,
not
sorry,
one.
Man.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
This is when me and my father escaped the revolutionaries. He gave me this as he was taken down by the fire from the Republic. It's like, huh? I guess I don't know that much about Chile. I got to do some research.
Real shit, man.
Here's my puppet. Sorry. Fucking jock, dude. I don't have time for fucking toys.
Is that what
fucking
jocks
sports?
Do jocks call their different sporting equipment their puppets?
I called rugby practice rehearsal one time, and I never heard the end of it for like the two and a half seasons I was on this team. I was like, we rehearsed Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7. They were like, rehearse? And I was like, I am an improviser.
Very impressive.
Didn't you almost get that stolen from Orenthal himself at gunpoint in a hotel?
I bought some shit from a guy, a card dealer in Vegas.
Yeah.
And that was one of his balls. Like he had like a ton of them. We were just like signed with a dripping knife.
Yeah.
Very, very expensive, very rare.
It looks fucking great, man. Looks real. It looks great.
We really are at Chicago City Limits tonight.
I like that both of your hats do have Razorbacks on them, though. Back
in the I don't have any other.
Wait, so two quick questions. The napalm, you think it comes in that container for carrying around in your asshole? Follow-up. Do you think the how did you get the weed from Amsterdam once you vacuum sealed it, Anthony? Same way.
Done it.
What are you saying? What?
Once you vacuum sealed it, did you boof it and did you use lube or no? Did you go dry or did you lube it up and get it in there? Or did you just put it in your suitcase?
Oh, no. Yeah. I vacuum sealed it and shoved it in my ass. No. I just throw it loose. I'm just catching up.
Oh, sorry. Did I interrupt you looking around your office for toys to play with?
Maybe.
My bad.
I got something funny around here. What? The show's over? Dude, check this out. I'm just going to drink a beer, man. That's all I'm doing. No. I got weed in here.
Oh,
that's some packaging. Shit.
Gold Chewbacca likes that.
I bet later
Gold Chewbacca said he did not like that.
I'm going to have the what looks like a beer as well. PBR original lemon cannabis infused seltzer.
Oh, I'm thinking
cannabis infused.
A stone delicious IPA.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to just have a coffee, but this is edible. It's made out of weed.
This is
don't watch your teeth.
This is my Lego relief of Mark David Chapman, Yoko Ono, and John Lennon.
Finally,
there, see,
the serious collectibles. I've got a little mini. I've got the Dakota Building playset.
You can custom make the 3-pack.
Are you?
This is so fucking inconvenient now. Now that I've opened it. God damn this bomb. Should have gotten a grenade.
Did someone buy a grenade napalm thing?
Yeah, Besser did.
Yeah.
That's
what
we've been talking about this time.
I walked in late, remember?
Yeah, of course you did. And of course
you guys could have said, hey, Horatio, check this out. We've been talking about that grenade thing by napalm.
Yeah, my bad.
I know.
Get it.
Everyone's talking.
This is a live stream, Horatio.
Should be a debrief.
D-Ray.
Before we get out of here, guys, thank you so much, by the way. Do you have any stoner advice or stoner slang that when you say it, other people are like, I haven't heard that. Like, do you think you have some slang that's specific to your crew or what? Something I learned is that weed slang really develops like in such small pockets because there was no big culture of it.
I don't know.
Here's my advice while these guys are thinking of slang.
Yeah.
When you go to the dispensary, you got to ask what's new and fresh. Forget about how much things cost and strains, because whatever's fresh, you got to go there.
Yeah.
It's like the farmer's market.
Yeah.
I like the way Tony's agreeing with me.
I do. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah,
agree
I think you're right.
Fresh is what matters.
There's
fresh
a lot of real shit going on, but that's real shit what I just laid down.
Yeah. Listen, became a boogaloo boy because of this shit. You know?
Those motherfuckers stole my look, having no necks, big beards, and Hawaiian shirts. I've been doing that for fucking 2 decades. Wow, this is actually pretty good, although I'm burping.
I don't know. Like this is a personal rule for myself, which is whenever I get a new strain, that I'm especially one that I'm excited about, I actually try to smoke the tiniest bit for the first shot, like just one hit. And then I set a timer for like 5 minutes just to see how that one hit hits so that I know how to go through that weed. Because there's so many times where I've blown myself off a weed because I smoked too much. And then I was like, I'm dying. I'm having a heart attack. And then I never smoke it again because I'm like, that's the heart attack weed.
Sir, this is the third time you've called today. Maybe you should stop smoking.
Fuck, man.
I'm having a heart attack. I ate something. I smoked something called a bomb.
Oh, fuck. I smoked so much weed out of a toad's asshole. Like when your buddy goes, I can't have indica. Every time I have indica, I fucking barf my brains out. And you're like, when's the last time you had indica? It was like, I was at spring break in Cabo, and I had been doing funnels all day. Yeah, and it's like, it's always like, I don't know. That shit makes me nauseous. And it's like, well, how'd you have it? It's like, yeah, some dude gave it to me out of his shoe. I was like, all right. Well.
I ate it and then chased bong water with it.
Horatio, what
strain's good?
Horatio, what about you, Tio? You have any advice or any for the young pot smokers out there? Any mantras you live by?
I'm trying to think of something like a useful tip for people.
Well, your previous tips to me that I really appreciated was dispensary loyalty. You know, get known at a dispensary where they know what you like and what you want.
Norm!
It's Norm Horatio. Is back.
Hey there, Horatio.
You guys just called me Horatio. No, I'm Norm.
I'm pregnant again.
Now we know you're Horatio. You're on Cheers.
Horatio, this one isn't yours.
Hello, Horatio. I just finished my dissertation. Sam won't go to the fucking bartender's ball with me.
The bartender's ball in Encino.
I got fucked on Jeopardy big time, and I'm the mailman. Cliff, right? Or something?
Yeah.
I haven't watched Cheers in forever. Sorry. I'm getting high. Guys, thank you so much for coming on the High and Mighty 420 Mega Sesh.
Hey, that's great.
One last hit together.
Hold on.
We'll wait for you.
Here's some advice. Buy an ash catcher.
Yeah.
Good call on the ass catcher.
Maybe.
Bye, guys. Holy shit, my eyes are no longer open. I'm in full Mike Mitchell on vacation cosplay. Let's keep powering through, though. If you need to take a rest, get water, pee, do your thing. But I'm not going to stop because I can't stop bringing out my next guest. They've been on my podcast before. I've been on their podcast a ton. They're writers, they're actors, they're comedians, they're hosts. They're fucking ganjapreneurs. They're ganjo-nauts. I'm out of names. But it's the Weed and Grow podcast. It's Mike Glazer and Mary Jane Gibson.
Woo!
Oh shit! Right, you guys would be together. Yeah. What a highlight! That's so thrilling. Hello.
Hello.
What up, man?
Happy 420.
That product placement behind you is quite perfect, guys. Thank you very much. I know one listener/viewer who's watching the friends and family feed 5 feet away from me. We'll really appreciate that.
Beautiful flowers on a day to celebrate beautiful flowers.
Oh, yeah. Me and my wife, both in the flower business. She makes them and I consume them.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
What are you guys blazing on over there, Mr. and Mrs. Weed and Grub themselves?
Oh, man. Dude, this stuff is crazy. Sorry. Yeah. My lungs love it. They're just holding on to it real tight.
My lungs want to cough, so trust me.
Yeah.
It's good for them.
Yeah, like they're hitting themselves, each one individually. Check this out, Space Coyote.
Oh,
have you ever heard of this?
Fan of Space Coyote, yeah. They do something like, they're very like trippy and they're all laced, right? Or infused. I still say laced, you know, that's probably not the cool way of saying.
Cut, Gabers, we're going to need you to take that again.
Yeah,
come on, Mr. 420, get it right.
Yeah, this one is 7% diamonds, which is so crazy. That's such a new term, I feel like, in the world. Like,
it's like Chipotle aioli of 2011. It's like people be putting diamonds in shit. Like a lot of people who are infusing their joint with diamonds, which is awesome. I'm cool with. What did I just have that had diamonds in it? It might have been a Space Coyote. I'm fucking baked already.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome.
Like, you're in the middle of a 45-minute story.
Great.
It just keeps going back to, wait, what did I have diamonds in?
Oh, I had them in the soles of my shoe. Right. Diamonds and diamonds.
Classic. A classic album.
I'm about to switch from my palm leaf blunt while continuing to drink my PBR Spike Seltzer and to a product near and dear to our hearts. I got the Lake Grade Sativa here.
Yes.
I got their Lake Grade Indica here. Whoops. And I got the Lake Grade Hybrid here.
That's what's up.
Okay.
And when our homie at Lake Grade dropped the joints off, I said, can I do a stunt called the Gremlin? I want to invent something called the Gremlin. Okay. And he said, yeah, sure, go for it. I was like, I hope that's not bad for your brand. But the, famously in Gremlins, one of the Gremlins smokes three cigarettes at once.
Fuck yes.
So I thought I would take one sativa, one hybrid, and one indica, and make a super hybrid and smoke these three joints at the same time.
Oh, this is awesome. This is
God
either going to
help
get you...
us all.
Yeah. Wow. You're either going to get so unhigh, like it's going to balance out and you're going to go back to zero because you found the potion, or you're going to be on another planet.
What if this is like my Shazam moment and I turn into a scrawny 12-year-old? It's like, yeah. Oh, wait, the superhero version is the fat bearded 40-year-old man? Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
You guys, you dropped something off at my house for me, which is correct, right?
Yes.
Do you want to talk while I light this? You want to talk us a little bit through what want to set this up for me, MJ? Is I guess what I'm saying?
Yeah, Mary Jane, please take it away because you did all the baking, and I said looks good.
We both did it. You chopped the apples for the so we made sticky icky caramel apple blondies for you that are infused with each blondie has 40 milligrams. Of blue rosin river capsules, which are fucking great way to bake with THC.
160 milligram blondies total?
We made a batch of,
Also, you look like a walrus who has it figured out.
I look pretty much... Oh, this is hard. This should not be a commentary on the harshness of their joints. They're smooth, they hit great, but I think three at once is a lot. I think it might be a lot.
I saw Rick Ross on stage once light up a champagne bottle that had been packed with weed. It was like a champagne bottle blunt, and they just like lit the whole end with a torch, and he just like, and then he coughed for, I mean, the whole thing was just nuts.
He lit a champagne bottle with a torch?
Yeah, they lit the packed champagne bottle that had been packed full of weed with a torch and handed it to him on stage, and he ripped that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. People are, excuse me, people used to call me Whitey Rose or the Teflon John back in the day because I kind of looked like a white Rick Ross and that I always had, I was heavy. He's no longer fat, but I still am fat and comfortable being shirtless in sunglasses, smoking blunts in like, I have way less tattoos and number one hits and bangers. But other than that, me and Rick Ross have a lot in common. So he's a hero of mine. So that's exciting to hear. That's exciting to hear.
That was exciting. To watch you smoke three joints at a time was exciting. That's what I meant.
This is like Bender in Breakfast Club. They're like, oh, I saw you had three packs of late grade. I'm going to make you smoke them all. Smoke up. I have my sticky icky blondie right here.
Oh yeah, give it a snack, please.
Okay. Let's see what you think.
Oh, it smells. I haven't opened it yet. Holy shit, it smells so fucking good.
Heck yeah.
Oh, by the way,
I love that you have a fork too, Gabrus. That's great, man. That's good to see.
I got to do a few more segments after this. I should have said this an hour ago. Trigger warning: chewing noises and or tons of coughing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
I just gave you the Guy Fieri.
You did. You reared all the way back and then came forward again. That was a real guy move.
Yeah. Okay.
This is fantastic. As every other treat that you guys have made that MJ has made for me under the watchful eye of Mike has been fucking delicious. This is fantastic. The texture is wild good. Like, the flavor is amazing too, but the texture is something special. It's like sticky, icky, a little crispy, and a little mushy. I can't explain it, but it's fantastic. Oh, and I'm high enough now that I'm going to eat this like just and stop talking and just watch what everyone else is talking about on the show. Like, oh.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah, what we were hoping was everyone who comes on, you can just like keep snacking and say things like, oh, you don't say. And then... You know, that would be your whole vibe.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Please continue. Yo,
this is fucking... I gotta stop, actually.
I love sugar so much. I don't know if that's your kind of danger zone, but my danger, yo, Sugar and I are in love.
See, my danger zone is fried, but this has that crumbly fried kind of like it. I guess it's a texture thing for me too, because I don't love sweets. I mean, I love sweets. I'll always eat them, but ice cream and textury stuff are peak my favorite. So I think it's mouthfeel for me. You know, that's the big one. And like my Grindr profile says, it's all about the mouthfeel.
Oh, man. For me, it's all about the like when I get a roast chicken over the sink and I can go to town on a thigh, that's number one for me.
Oh, yeah.
A roast chicken thigh.
Over the sink.
I was about to say, by the way, MJ, every time we hang out, you say something that is then just locked in my head as a very hot image. Just a woman chewing on a fucking roaster over a sink. Hell fucking yeah. That is says more about me than anyone else, but that is hot. You guys want to stick around and meet another podcasting duo friend of mine that have previously been on High and Mighty? From the Moments in Weed History podcast, I got David Bean, Bean and Stock, and Abdullah Saeed.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, he's in a different place.
Oh, shit. Oh, good. You didn't lose him. Abdullah will be right back. He, of course, said, text me when we're about to go on. And I was like, I think we're about to go on now.
Perfect. King of the entrance. Well, what up, Bean?
Let's get my head.
There it is. Hey.
My fucking guy.
Up? Wait, what's I up, can't Stokes? Hear anything yet.
We just had to smoke a joint while we were waiting to smoke a joint with you. It's 420.
Yeah, I got three going at once here. I'm gonna go to switching them through and through.
That was the moment it officially felt like 420 to me when you lit all three of those joints at once. So thank you for that.
I gotta do some stunty shit. You know, I gotta try to do something stunty. I one time saw one of my rugby mates, this big dude Trezza, who smokes a lot of weed. When we were in Seattle, he took two vape pens and was like, "Why?" And he just took the longest drag of two fresh vape pens, and we were all like, "Holy shit!" And he breathed out like a fucking dragon, like a kid playing with like a cotton candy vape, and we were all like, "That's fucking crazy!" And then cut to 1 minute later, he's like gray, sitting down. He's like, "Oh shit, yeah, he did himself in." We have been fucking smoking and drinking all day, and just doing a double dip on the vape killed him. So three joints was also harsh, is what I'm saying. Was also hard.
I think the middle one is for stability, right? The sides are for getting lit. And the middle one keeps you on the rails.
Abdullah, can you hear us? Because we can't hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you. I was doing my own Instagram live while waiting for your live. I was sitting here, but I was backbiting all of you, everyone here. I was like, these jerks are over here.
Yeah, you were like, don't even go over to that stream. Stay here. Yeah. I'll leave the phone off. You can listen to Gabers for free. He's charging $10 for this.
Yeah, picture. Don't touch that dial, folks. I just opened the back door to the club. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
It's a What's free up, concert, man.
What up? What up?
Hey. Nice to see you guys.
Good to see you.
How are Bean and Abdullah's 420 so far? How's it been going?
Good. It's like feels like it's at the tail end of so much work. You know, 420 is a lot of work now. Yeah. Once you're a professional stoner, it's like you have to like get everything ready. You know, you have to defy every stereotype. And then day of, I'm very stoned, man. I don't know if I'll last through our entire trivia game. I'm just tired at this point. I want to take a nap.
You don't have to last. You can do whatever you need to do. I have to last, and I also feel close to sleep. But I'm going to be powered by what I'm ordering after this. Like, that's going to fuel me for the rest of my life.
What's it going to be?
I don't know yet. I feel like it's going to be Fat Sal's because they're my go-to, like, indulgent thing. It's also going to be early here and I'm going to be, like, nighttime, bedtime stoned. At 7:30 p.m. So I have more options. I don't have to necessarily go to my classic late night spots. More family-friendly restaurants are open. I could get my Buffalo Blasts from Cheesecake Factory or some shit.
Oh shit. Get two things, one for later, you know? Like, so you have a surprise in the fridge that you forget about, and then it's there.
When you go to get water, you're like, oh fuck, I got a roasted chicken in here. I better fucking oil myself up and eat this thing in the moonlight.
You better get that order in because the clock is ticking on those like 80 milligrams of homemade edibles you just ate. I think you got about 35 minutes left where you can work the phone and put the numbers in.
I've deputized my wife at this point to confirm that I eat after this. She's like, if you want, text me your order during and I'll make sure it arrives as close to the end of the show. Ooh, you know, 20 years of marriage, you know me.
It's why, you know, I don't crave like cheesy, melty, meaty things necessarily when I'm stoned. It's crazy, but sometimes when I'm really stoned, I want like a big salad. You know what I'm saying? With like lot of pickled things in it.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah. That honestly, it's like I've had obsessions with various vegetables since I was a kid. My mom told me that for like 6 months, I would be like, I only want to eat cucumbers all the time. Or like, you know, for like a year, I'm like, oh, I just want string beans or whatever. You know what I mean? Like I did that. It's weird to me, but. And I like sweet things, too. I ate 3 Snickers bars yesterday over the course of the day, which was insane for me.
You didn't have to put that "for me" on the tail end of that.
It's a sick thing to do, man.
It's insane for me, and I look like the only person on this stream that's capable of doing it.
Yeah, if you're on, like... Sorry, go ahead, B.
I was just going to say, I actually have a weed-infused Pop-Tart.
Oh,
from the underground market, they're called Terp Tarts. If you want one bad enough, there's a way to find them.
I want twerp tarts, and someone will slide into your DMs with them.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I was Abdullah's story, except swap Pop Tarts for string beans.
Pop Tarts are amazing. The s'mores Pop Tart is like, when I came to America, it was like the thing, like they spoke of this in the old country. You know what I mean?
The pastries are paved with chocolate and marshmallow.
Yeah. Oh, seriously.
Even untoasted, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Even untoasted. Fuck toasted.
It's the best.
Yeah, when you get it from the vending machine at high school, like, you know, when you when you're waiting for the late bus or whatever, like that, there's no toaster, you know.
I was gonna say you can read about this in Abdullah's autobiography memoir, "The Rocky Road to America."
Yeah, it was like the voyage was long and there were few snacks available.
String beans.
I used to love marshmallows.
Stacks of string beans in the cargo hold.
Also, in my first segment, we were doing weird stuff we bought at the dispensary, and I totally forgot to do mine too. So I'll just comment, I'm eating weed Pop Rocks called Space Crystals, and I haven't had Pop Rocks in like 20 years. So I don't know if this is even a good idea, to be honest.
Dude, are we about to watch you have a seizure online? Oh, wow. That's seeing someone do this after a while, like, it's pretty disgusting. Yeah. You know, to listen to sounds from your mouth, like, into the microphone. Like, I'm imagining your saliva.
There are just people, dancing. You might be grossed out, but there's a handful of real freaks who are cranking it hard.
Right? You can't see what I'm doing under here.
You're one of them. That I know.
You sick puppy. You're a sick bastard.
It's THC times ASMR equals H&M.
Oh my God.
It's still going for some reason, by the way. Bean, that was crazy. Like, I said to MJ earlier that you're like the squarest pothead I've ever met. Like, the most. I used the word diligent on the email to you, but I was just like, Bean is just so, she goes, I used to work with Bean, blah, blah. And I was like, he's just the most, he's like responds with, here are 10 questions I came. I'm like, you're a fucking expert. Bro. Professional, dude.
Hell legit, yeah. Our show would just be me alone, like, and, like, no microphone, nothing. That would just be like, It would just be me like, yeah, you know, yeah, like weed. I got weed, you know. Like,
that'd be, yeah. Hey, it's me again. Sorry, I was on my own Instagram live. Forgot to do my podcast. Wait, Bean, speaking of your podcast, you guys host a podcast called Great Moments in Weed History. I'm a huge fan. I rarely listen to friends' podcasts, Ask Weed and Grub.
They don't. He don't.
Yeah.
He don't. He don't do
it. But nobody listens to anyone else's podcast.
Yeah.
But wait, you can listen to podcasts?
Yeah.
I thought you could just make them get a couple of $100 a month and go about your life.
Yep. We have a big meeting tomorrow, Abdullah. We got to rethink this whole endeavor.
Yeah. What? There's a place, people, that there's an output from Spotify for podcasts. Doesn't make any
Yeah.
Hey, dude! Because Great Moments is dope. Could I go get some spaghetti and like? I just want to go eat some spaghetti and drink some water. Would that be cool?
Yeah, totally.
Can you
cool.
bring the spaghetti? Can you show?
Yes.
Yeah, bring the spaghetti back. Bean's gonna run us through some trivia questions. I'm gonna bounce you guys in a little bit and bring on our next guest. But go get the spaghetti, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, we got the time.
No, wait. He'll bounce us.
I was going to go order it. All right, I'm ordering it.
Great.
Oh, you're ordering spaghetti. You're not.
Well, order it in front of us, man.
I don't know where you got that. That's a cool thing to do. Hold on. I got to order my food.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm working right now in the office.
Anybody remember like early days of getting blazed and you'd call for the pizza and you'd be like, they're going to know.
Yeah. Dude, have you ever blazed out your delivery guy when they show up?
Oh, yeah.
Like, so like that, I remember we got like one time, like the guy delivered a pizza and it was like a young guy. We were like, hey man, you want to smoke? He was like, yeah. And it was great. We had fun with the guy. And then the next time it was like a grown man who like probably was like a father, but we were like, do you want, it worked last time. Like, do you want to smoke? And he was like, no, man. Like, I'm out here trying to make a living, man. Like, what? It's like, you guys are doing drugs in there? Like, shit, okay. Like, it just was not as cool as the first time. Never did it again.
My engineer, Emma, says, I smoked out the dudes who delivered my fridge, and they loved it.
Nice.
Yeah. I just gave my plumber weed.
Hell yeah.
I said to a Postmates guy one time, can you drive high, and like held up a joint like to pass it to him? And I think he thought I was like gonna arrest him or something, because he was like, no, it's fine, and like turned around and ran away. I was like, oh, whoops. I maybe seemed a little too authoritarian.
You,
and not
you
enough,
look
like,
a little Miami Vice undercover, to be honest with you.
I look like the guy who's Italian and is playing Cuban in the gang, and everyone's like, I think we're on to this motherfucker. He keeps saying vosotros, and this is Miami. Bean, do you want to run us through a couple of trivia questions?
Yeah, let's go. Let's throw.
You don't have to do
there.
Them all. Why don't you pick? Why don't
oh,
you
man.
Pick a couple? Of
I am
things?
Way too stoned to co-host trivia.
Okay,
right
here's
now.
What here's
not to co-host trivia. We just got to talk about it.
Well, this is a good one. You were asking about obscure weed slang, and this question has some built in. So we'll do this one. What year, and these are multiple choice, what year did famed poet, memoirist, and civil rights icon Maya Angelou smoke griffa, as she called cannabis, for the first time? Anybody ever heard griffa before? No,
this is
some
first
old
time.
School.
Mm-hmm.
People look at me weird when I say grass now in 2021. I'm like, because especially with like all the oils and you know, resin and rosin and shit, I could say like, oh, I like to smoke grass, and people are like, what? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay.
Especially because you're like always rubbing your hands together, dude. When
yeah.
You say it.
Sorry, Bean. And the choices are
1947, 1958, 1962, or 2012.
Okay.
First
I think
Griffa.
It's the answer is Eli Whitney and the cotton gin. Is that right?
That was C. Eli and the cotton gin. Yes, and incorrect. Also,
I'm gonna say I'm gonna say pass.
No, that's half credit. Half credit.
Okay, perfect. Is it the middle one? 1950 something.
It's 1947. So that's some old school blazery.
Wow.
Yeah. That's amazing.
The pockets of slang weed shit I learned from you being talking about on pods, because you guys were talking about how, because you have to, it's so insular when you, in back in the day, smoking weed, like there was no commercials, there was no like, we call these doobies or whatever, you know, like everyone had the, so the slang was maybe just your friend's older brother and you just took it as like, this is what everyone in the world says. And then you go to like a bigger weed smoking circle or a community.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, how's, where's the scythe at? And everyone's like, huh?
Yeah. Well, what do you call the hole on a bowl that you put your finger on?
The carb.
Car. Yeah, I call it the carb also. People call it the shotgun, I've heard.
Oh, whoa, yeah.
They call it the shotgun. And then there's more words for it, too, I can't think of. Or what do you call when a bowl is finished? When
cashed.
The bowl is cashed, right?
Yeah.
Beat. People kicked. Yeah, beat.
Kicked.
Yeah.
Needs more in it.
And that's how 420 itself started, with five friends.
Right.
In a pre-internet meme world, you know, it's really traceable. I'll say I have seen the evidence, the primary evidence that it was these five people, and it passes my squarest weed person on earth journalistic standards. You can really leave that story.
I meant it as a compliment, because what I want the audience to know that when Bean says that this is the first instance that 420, he's done the research. He's done the follow-ups. He's gone deep. I've listened to that episode. They go fuck. He goes in.
Honestly, you're saying that, but I have a feeling he's been making a lot of this shit up.
Well, the level of confidence he speaks with is plenty for me. It's enough for him.
Yeah.
He's my fucking vanguard. I'm ready to fucking give him collateral. Yeah. Let him brand me.
I think in a way. Just, I think this is like a Million Little Pieces situation.
In a way, isn't it more impressive if I've invented a cohesive, multi-layered weed history that interconnects but is all completely made up?
Yeah, that's exactly what the guy who was making it all up would say. In defense of making it all up, you know? I rest my case.
Before we get to the next question, Mike and Mary Jane, I'm going to bring on the next guest, but before that, I'd like to tell everyone, check out the podcast Weed and Grub. These guys are doing a lot of great shit, and I have a lot of, even just look up Mary Jane's article. She's done a lot of writing that's very informative and entertaining about cannabis. So thank you. And check out Subway commercial airing with Mike Glazer now. He swears his friend Jared didn't get it for him.
That's the outro, dude. Thank you, man.
Amazing. He eats spaghetti in real life.
What is going on?
Please
here?
Post the spaghetti. Please post the spaghetti.
You better believe it.
Go eat it right now.
Peace, everyone.
Bye.
Show peace, nudes. God. Send nudes. NOODS. Let me bring on our next guest, Abdullah. I feel like you might know this guy. Bean, you may also know him as well.
Who is this guy?
It's the Cannabis Encyclopedia himself.
Hey!
I got Rye Pritchard.
Rye Pritchard. Hey, look at him. Who is that? Is that Bilbo Baggins over there?
Yeah, fucking.
What's going on?
Wait, we live... Are we living in a world now where Abdullah is the most clean cut out of the four of us?
Yeah, that's right.
The times have changed. That's a real flip.
This is 14 months of bullshit right here.
It looks good. It does. It looks good on you. You guys all look good with the long hair, man. I gotta say.
I mean, it used to be down to the middle of my back when I was in high school. So
You had dreadlocks back in the day. But people don't know that. I've seen the pictures.
They look like dreadlocks, but it's just these curls. They just like form. You know, I got the ringlets. I got the Shirley Temple shits.
You had naturally grown mad waist length ringlets in high school. Is so awesome to hear, but at the simultaneously unsurprising. Like, I don't know how to explain it otherwise.
Yeah,
no,
you know.
I played blues guitar. Like,
yes.
The whole thing. And me and Bean probably could have a battle for the nerdiest weed person.
I'll take
the L on that one.
For me,
I don't know if that means I'm nerdier or less nerdy, but
yeah. Well, I would say you guys are nerdy in your own ways, where Rye is nerdy in the science way, and you're sort of nerdy in the history and political way. Yeah.
It's true.
Not
it's
to like, true. I mean, you're both in all those categories. Obviously, like, you can text Rye a question about weed and he'll have an answer. Like, that. He's very reliable. Trust me, I've been doing it for 4 years.
My favorite thing with Rye was showing him a nug from across the room and having him call a strain. Which is pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive. Like, legit, you just be like, Rye, what's this? And he'd be like, oh, that's, you know, whatever, a Skywalker places, OG or something.
There are a few places where people would, A, know how hard that is to do, and B, respect. And this is definitely one of the five places is on the High and Mighty Mega Sesh live stream. Rye, I see you're hitting a dab over there, an e-dab?
Yeah, I was trying to, but I'm actually going to go with this electromagnetic shit that I got going on here.
Carta? What do you have there? What are you smoking out of?
Well, so I was trying to...
And also, are your captors going to let you out? I'm sorry, Rye, I don't mean to step on you, but are you going to be allowed out of the wherever you...
I see.
He looked like he was in the Tower of London or some shit.
Yeah, we're in like an alley, like a stucco alley. I was like,
outside where I could smoke weed safely in my apartment complex.
Oh no, they make you go outside. Well, where are you at these days?
I'm still in Glendale. I'm just.
But he's got a family.
A family in there and shit.
Oh yeah, that's right. You have children.
It's not like the landlord's kicking his door down and saying you can't do that. It's
all the hallways smell like weed here. Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, they're like, he's gonna on 420. He's gonna be like, I know it was you, you son of a bitch, smoking weed in the place. It's just coming out of your security deposit.
I love the California weed energy. Just sort of like, I smoke in the driveway shirtless. My neighbors just walk by. And like, every time I think I'm offending them, they are like, no, I actually work for Island, the weed company. It's like, oh, cool. That's dope. You can always put a jar over here by that door and then it'll get smoked. It'll go to a good lung. Wait, so sorry, Rye, what are you blazing on over there? I'm just rambling.
So I'm hitting some it's some CBX live resin, but I'm using this this device here, which is a it's called an Indux Reflux.
Fuck is that?
Yeah, it's some crazy shit. So it's
all right, I'm out.
Can we see that again?
So it's like a crazy like unit, right? But this thing like spins, so it's a heating element in the middle. And it spins in the middle of this. And so it kind of like, you know, you have your oil in the little vial there and you take like, you know, 5 minute long, low temp, crazy ass dabs. So,
what the H? Yeah, dude, that's of course, Rye is smoking out of like a NASA fucking like stratosphere device.
If I'm ever a billionaire, I'm going to build a weed cave and I'm going to hire Rye to be my weed Alfred and just be like, Master Gabrus, I've decided to try. It's a helmet you put on and it just puts it in subdermally on your scalp.
We're developing that actually. Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that.
I like that kind of hookah action you can have with that.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy.
It's cool, and it's the flavor's fucking crazy. I can't emphasize enough how good the flavor is.
Yeah?
Right. Just so little is happening to it. So little chemistry is happening to the whatever. What's the solvent that you put in there? What'd you put in there? I'm so fucking big. Yes. What's the concentrate that's in there?
It's some blueberry OG from CBX, so some live resin, which, you know, that company's proper. They're one of the few companies that I actually buy out here. People don't do live resin right in California. So.
Oh shit! Oh, gauntlet thrown. Very specific gauntlet.
And so you're saying that the Colorado live resin game is far superior, right? But for flowers, California is better because of the
altitude.
Climate. Yeah,
I mean, there's better weed out here, I think, because of the way the system was structured in Colorado, where everything had to be, you know, you grow it, you sell it. You know, it was vertically integrated for a long time. It totally changed the way that people do stuff, and so there's just a lot more attention paid. You're not harvesting in a big giant field and trying to get it to your lab in a good condition. Like all that kind of stuff just makes it way harder. It's just one of those things. You know, California has by far better weed, but it's just, you know, as a rule, it's better. But I think with concentrates, it's a flip. So Colorado really kind of set the game there. So I'm still spoiled. I still haven't had oil as good as we were making, me and Bill, making back in 2014, you know?
Oh man,
this inspired me to do.
That's a real continuum from there was a guest earlier talking about buying mulch in
Washington Square Park
in New York, so, which I didn't buy it, but I was with the person who did. So,
dude,
that really bookends the experience.
The spectrum. Sorry, I have a question for you, Ryan, about BHO. So people, when I posted that I was judging the BHO category, people were bitching and moaning and being like, oh, it should be the rosin category, which is like the hardest one to get into. But still, BHO category was really fun. There was a lot of good stuff. And I personally think, and I know Roger, the homie from Puffco, he's also, you know, I see him talking about it, saying like there's really good BHO out there. Where do you fall on that? Do you just fuck with rosin? What do you think of BHO?
So, I mean, I prefer BHO. So I think when it's well done, I think it's a cleaner extraction process. As long as you take everything out once you extract it, then it's better. You get a higher, like more essential oils. There's less damage done to it. There's no mechanical process. There's no taking apart. You know, it's really it can be cleaner. And that's the thing is like people used it as a process to kind of industrialize when really it's a process that can take it the other way and make the absolute best thing you've ever tried.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, you know, okay.
I'm not like an either or, like rosin made really good, right? Resin made really good. It's all depends on the flower that goes into it. But like if I'm picking, I would take that because I think in general it can be a cleaner product.
Yeah, right. So take that, you fucking losers DMing me. Somebody, one person was like, bro, BHO is not hash. And I was like, I didn't respond, of course, but what I would have said is, what do you think the H stands for? You stupid fuck. There's an H in the middle of it.
There's all that semantic bullshit, like hash has to be mechanically extracted and all this. It's like, all right.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
I get what they're saying. Yeah, but it's like, no, I don't.
It's extract, yeah.
And people have been making hash oil, the same sort of thing, for 40, 50 years. You know, I mean, even longer, arguably. There were tinctures that sort of qualify even before that. So
we did an episode about it.
Yeah, brother.
Check it out.
Eternal love.
Oh, I love that episode as well. I like that. That's a good crew in there. Guys, speaking of, that's a great episode. They have tons of great episodes over at Great Moments in Weed History. Follow Abdullah and Bean. Listen to their podcast. It's, again, informative and entertaining, right in my wheelhouse when it comes to weed. I just want to say cheers one last time, fam. Thanks for sharing the holiday with me.
Happy 420.
Happy 420, everybody. Good to see you, Ryan. Thanks for having us, neighbors.
Yes, thanks for coming, Abdullah.
Oh, yeah, good to see you, buddy.
Thanks.
Please do.
A little mini Bon Appetit reunion accidentally slapped together due to guests dropping out at the last minute. And I didn't even think about it beforehand. I was like, wait a minute. That's so exciting. A show I loved. Rye, stick around for a couple more minutes. Hang out while the next guests come. We're doing a little La Ronde, if you've ever taken improv or studied French. Now joining me, recurring guests of the High and Mighty podcast, just like everyone else you've seen before, these guys are the two old queens, Mark Rennie and John Flynn.
Hello.
We didn't do it.
Start out then, please.
Do it again. Introduce us again.
Guys, the two old queens, John Flynn and Mark Rennie.
Hello.
I don't think so.
I require that of none of my guests except for y'all.
I would hope you don't ask other guests to say hello.
Yeah, that's our catchphrase.
Rye, this is Mark and John. John and Mark. That's
hello,
Rye.
Pleasure to meet you.
Hello. Do you have any like stickers on it?
Yeah, is it like a record player?
Like I thought, like this machine kills fascists.
yeah, you know, I mean, it does look like old audio equipment. The guy that made it actually like designed it to look like an old receiver. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
It looks like something Doc Brown would make. I guess it is a time machine in a way.
That's
oh
true.
Yeah, weed is the ultimate time travel aid. It's like,
as we can tell, because we're running 10 minutes late.
Yes.
Oh, Mark is back. Now, don't mention Tenet.
Oh, don't get him started. We'll lose those 10 minutes we gained.
How are your 420s going so far, John and Mark? And what are we currently smoking?
Oh, well, I'm so glad you asked. I am smoking. I got this joint, and I got it because the strain is Maui Wowie, which is what they smoke in 9 to 5 in
thank you
their weed sequence. So that's why I was like, shit. Yes, I want to get on that Lily Tomlin, Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda tip. So I got this Maui Wowie joint. But I have a question, and maybe, Rye, you could answer this. You seem so knowledgeable. So this joint is much bigger than I thought it was when I ordered it. But it's got, like, a glass end. Am I supposed to use that as, like, a...
You eat that.
A filter? Oh, I eat that.
Yeah. I eat swallow that, first? It's got CBD in it.
I got it.
Absorb the weed better.
Yeah. I saw this on TikTok. I got it. I know what I'm doing.
You're on TikTok, John? This is breaking news.
John, what for a sure. treat. A glass tip joint is a real treat. It really helps with... keeping it cooler, keeping so your lips don't sog it up and stuff. It's really nice.
Yeah, partially it's like to aid the airflow, and then it also, you know, normally there's like the paper crutch, and like if you have a really kind of
I hate the paper crutch.
Gross at the end.
Give me the paper crutch when people lip it.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, disgusting. Yeah, yeah, all this sharing a joint shit in COVID times is just kind of. Like,
I think mini joints are really gonna have a moment after all of this, because it'll be like, oh, here's a mini joint. We can all smoke our own thing together.
I brought a 6-pack of joints for everybody. Oh, yes. Good. I brought a 6-pack.
8 ounces. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a reverse Voltron or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
You bring it in and shoot apart to the Tigers, which seems strategically helpful.
It went in the crib.
I think that, or we're all going to start wearing necklaces and lanyards with one hitters and pipes on them, and we're all going to carry around little stashes and trade flour. Be like, oh, you want to hit the wedding cake or whatever? It's like, oh, let me try your gelato, and then you use our own little bowls.
Your gelato, okay, John.
I know that's how we met at the Equinox bathroom.
Oh, what's that gelato?
Excuse me.
Like a Coke thing. People would have like Coke jewelry in like the 70s. Like,
yeah, Coke
vials
and shit. Yeah. That's what made me think. We should all grow our pinky nails out real long so we could rip little one hits of weed off of them.
Or a necklace with a weed cookie on it.
Yeah.
Very cool.
A little baggy. You could just put something in.
I do remember when dabs first came around, a lot of, you know, there's like a pendant culture. Like people wear these crazy, like, you know, tourmaline pendants and all this shit, but they used to make like these little mini rigs so you can wear your little oil rig around your neck.
That'd be right,
like you're playing a guitar and harmonica that night and you just can't have your both hands,
because that's the problem with weed, it's too hard to smoke.
So that way you
can dabs without having to take your hands off the wheel. It's like Bluetooth dabs. Mark, last we spoke, you were on a little bit of a tolerance break. Is it continuing through the holiday for you?
It has. I didn't feel like it today. So.
Oh, there you go.
Well done. Good for you. You should that not feel is... any
shame. You should not feel any shame. I feel nothing but envy that I haven't.
Looking this for both of us.
Thank you. Take the hit, as they would say.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're crushing it, Mark. Wait, so 9 to 5, that's a great stoner sequence. And
one of my favorites.
Keeping with the theme of Two Old Queens, a rather, you know,
pretty gay
iconically
movie.
Gay movie, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yes, of course. I fucking love it. Of course. I sort of it. I kind of like
I have watched it once.
I watched it, but, you know. Just
I think
for
that
a
movie was
laughs.
Like reason. I think it was the first time I ever saw like was exposed to like weed smoking, and I always thought like they like raid the fridge, and I always thought and like they do like arts and crafts as well, and like on like one night I'm like that looks so fun to have ribs and ice cream and Chinese food, you know, it just seemed like well this seems like
and,
a great time.
I make paper crowns.
Yes. That's what you want out of the movie.
I have animated fantasy sequences. Why does everyone do this every night?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Get on it, Jeff Bezos, you
come
idiot.
On.
I mean, now, are we doing anything differently in our lives if our jobs are like comedians and podcasters and we smoke weed and eat? Like, I just smoke weed and do quote-unquote. If I call this arts and crafts, I'm arguably living that 9-to-5 life.
I mean, has your life
without a job, no money
yet. Last year? Weren't you doing this before too? Staying home and doing podcasts and getting high and
I was so prepared for the quarantine. Yeah. It was not funny. It was like, I have
your whole life for this.
Yeah. Everyone's
you were 6 months in, or you're like, wait, what's happening?
Everyone's like, I'm thinking of getting a desktop computer. I'm like, I've had a 27-inch fucking desktop. Yeah. I'm like fucking Mojo. I'm just like half chair at this point. I'm like a centaur. I just stand up and it's stuck on my ass like a fucking
I thought you were more handsome MODOK. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. A slightly charming MODOK. Rye, do you have any advice, stoner slang, or for your category, for your specialty, a new concentrate or device besides your crazy ass flux capacitor thing? Is there another thing that you think is like a lot of people are going to be getting into this? This is like the next wave of shit.
What's the next Bitcoin of weed? Is what you're asking?
Yeah, I mean, ask my Robin Hood. I invest exclusively in cannabis, according to my, and it's not been good the last couple of weeks.
Oh no.
So, I mean, the one thing I'll say, like, it's not so much a piece of advice, it's more like a statement. Like, people are always looking for high THC, and it's completely not the story. High THC doesn't get you higher. It's a myth. It's a complete myth.
Oh.
And there's a lot of nuance in there, and people are always like, oh, I want the highest THC thing because I'm trying to get the most for my dollar. And there's a way better story than that. Like Besser actually had a really good tip when he said, like, ask for what's fresh, ask for, you know, what somebody really cares about. Like that's when you're going to get the best product. Because if somebody really put their soul into the thing, it doesn't matter if it's 18% THC, it could be really, really special, especially in somewhere like California where you have shit that's grown by a literal family that like their entire well-being is going into this shit. You know, it's really important and you can feel that in the product. And so as somebody who works for like a giant weed company and fills out fucking spreadsheets about weed all day, it's easy to like miss some of the real important stuff in there. And in a place like California, you're able to experience that. It's really special. And so people need to not forget about that and look beyond just the high THC, the most refined, all that stuff. So.
Yeah. It's like,
he's back.
Oh, okay. He's
back. It's like not to compare it to this all the time, but it's like craft beer. It's like
farm to table.
It's tacky when you are like, give me the 9% instead of the 7%. And it's like, well, which one do you like to taste of better? It's like, no, I want higher alcohol content. It's like, that's not how to choose drinks.
Punch me in the face as hard as you can.
Yeah. Higher alcohol content does get you drunker, but it's still like a tacky choice to do it like that. That was maybe Rye's send off. That's perfect for Rye. That was a pretty strong exit on his part.
Wow. He did not like that question.
THC.
Yeah, he's furious. But he like inspired me, and I've already forgot what he said. So I look forward to listening back and being like, what was I
inspired? The best kind of inspiration. It exists in the moment and doesn't linger on.
That's why I've never taken you to the Holocaust Museum.
And I've been begging you to take
it. Not going
to
do it till you change your ways.
Guys, Mark, think about it. Think about it.
Please. Don't you think instead of THC, like good lighting and nice music, maybe also like make a big impact?
Yes, the vibe of what you're doing.
The vibe.
Let's talk about that with the next guest. Stick around for another second. The next guest and the final guest, so don't fucking bug out, crowd, and maybe we'll get to your questions or not. You knew I didn't give a shit what you had to say anyway. But from the Daily Zeitgeist and the 420 Day Fiancé, I forgot the name of his other podcast, but it's something like that. It's my friend and former guest and stony bony friend of mine, Miles Gray!
Woo!
Shit.
Oh, Cylon.
Come down from Planet Vibes. Join you mortals on this day. Thank you so much for having me.
Happy high holiday, Miles. Miles, that's Mark and John. John and Mark, that's Miles.
Nice to meet
Hello.
Let me share my eyes.
Very nice. I'm lost Smart. Already.
Really good to meet y'all. As everybody, I like your Maui Wowie. When you said Maui Wowie's the strain, I was gonna be like, from Half Baked. And
is it from Half Baked?
Well, mentioned in Half Baked for sure.
All right.
It's one of the OG strains that people like that was named.
You can reference and people are like, that's a strain.
Right.
Yeah, people would be like, Maui, wowie. That's really funny. Like.
Oh, you can say that in front of the kids and they don't know that necessarily.
Mom, you're blushing so much. Are you okay?
You're just fine. Wow. It's not a big deal.
Mom, are you going to be okay? Miles, what's your method of consumption currently? What are you smoking on? Blazing?
Oh my God. So I got one of those boxes from Moxie that was like filled to the brim with just a bunch of nonsense weed
product. That 420 like nug box thing.
The fire box of fire.
What list are you guys on? How do we get on this list? Were you just getting boxes?
We got
people said you're just stuffed with weed.
We got you.
You just got to be willing to dedicate an entire month of promoting a weed live stream, and then someone eventually gives you a free pre-roll.
Wow, so worth it.
But
that's a $5 value.
Or a blunt going, but one of those sugarcane hemp cones that you told me about, Gabrus.
The ones with the wood tips?
Yes, exactly. With those sugarcane tip that's dipped in sweet and shit. So I got one of those going. So yeah, I'm about to spark that. Yeah. Otherwise, I've been hitting bowls. I've been hitting other joints. I took one of those pro tabs.
Oh shit. Well, how many millis?
I don't know. Aren't they like 25 or some shit?
Yeah, they're they have some that are 100, but they're either 25 to 35, a lot of them too.
Yeah, yeah. This one is about 25. Yep, 25.
Hell yeah.
So, you know.
Oh, yeah, 25. Nice.
Yeah, exactly. I might be crying by the end of the stream.
I'm going to smoke a infused pre-roll from Stone Road Farms, another brand I really like, and that sent me this for free. they're balanced hybrid. It's infused with vanilla frosting hashish. Ooh. If you give me two different flavors.
Once you said frosting, I was on board.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I don't even get this thing can taste like hot. I was going to say hot ass, but kids, we're all eating it these days. Right.
The point?
Hot ass? No.
Cat food for stoners, like one of the flavors would be vanilla frosting. We're like, yeah, give us that. Yeah. That's what we like. Oh, my God.
I mean, to be fair, a lot of the weed flavors are the same flavors in my old life as supplement purchasing meathead. I was going to say, like, supplements are always the same flavors, too. Like, cookie dough, cookies and cream, lemon lime, watermelon, you know, because it's got to have that, like, artificial, they got to hide some of the...
Are there any, like, savory something. Or, like, woodsy, like, flavor? You know what I mean?
Something, a sand the wood tip, protein mix.
You know what I mean? Because the wood tip makes it seem like it's going to be, like, a clove. And, like, those are always, like, too sweet, I think.
Oh, the wood tip is not that flavored. It just makes it feel like you have previously eaten a glaze. Like it gives you like, right. It's like putting on sweet chapstick.
You feel like
way,
Tom right? Waits or something.
Yes. I don't know.
Sure. You don't know who Tom Waits is?
No, I know who Tom Waits is. I just don't get your reference.
He's like, you know, classic hobo cosplay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I like that. I like you jump to, you don't know.
That's what
Tom
everyone
Waits.
Thinks of Tom not, Waits.
No oh, way well. I was slightly confusing.
Yeah, right. Keep up.
I'm sober. I don't feel like smoking weed today.
And I make the least sense.
Miles, do you have a plan to order any food or anything like that coming up soon?
I heard you talking about it earlier when I was just tuning in, you know, backstage in the digital waiting room. And I thought about it. I almost had a panic attack because I was like, I haven't even thought about that. And I need to sort that out. But
my bad. I did not mean to bring that back.
I started sweating, man. I'm going to fuck up.
Fuck, I got my fucking girl in here, man. Hey, get the defibrillator.
Really? Panda delivery? Fuck.
I panicked. That's like when the diner, when the waitress comes over to the diner and you panic and you're like, angel hair pasta with shrimp. And you're like, no! What the fuck did I do?
Fuck that up. I'm so sorry, y'all.
It's 3:30 in the morning. I'm going to eat fucking fradiavlo.
This is McDonald's.
Me three times if I was sure. Yeah. I'm probably going to have... it's probably going to end up being hot chicken or something like that. Something fried.
Yeah, fried's my world tonight for sure. Fried
is the 420 delivery on the level of like Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Where Super Bowl, it's like impossible to get like pizza takes 2 hours.
You
got to
order beforehand. Yeah,
I think there are enough people in Los Angeles who are living the 420 life every day.
Constantly.
That level of Postmates are just
there's busy. A 420 rush already.
Yeah. The 420 rush has been going on since March 2016.
This is probably the most like festive it's been for me in a long time. To just do like doing a live stream here, hopping over here. For the past couple of years, like you'd be at a job or something, and I was just like, I don't know, I'm gonna smoke in my car.
Yeah,
dare people to say something about me smelling like weed. Like, what the fuck are you gonna say?
Let me go on this day. Be cool.
We've always had UCB shows, Mark, John, and I, for like weed activities. Like if 420, they always did some themed shows, and it was like as the stoners, you'd be like, yeah, I'll do something in that show or whatever. So that was always a given. But this year, it's like. No one wants to be in a room with a bunch of people coughing their fucking heads off. Just not the time yet. So
no.
my microphone is droplet heavy.
It stinks.
You know, it smells like smoke.
Gotta wring it out.
Right. It's going in the laundry.
On my own head, like
drink it.
No, you can sell that. You can sell that.
Thank you, John.
I know some websites. You can sell that.
Oh, shit. This is just, he just texted me his Gmail.
I'll just come by. Just leave it in a bag. Just put it in a Ziploc.
I'll leave it in the bag, the one we have established for others.
Oh, right. Yes. Oh, yes. Perfect.
Mark and John, guys, we talked about one movie, which is just as much as I let the guy who wrote Bean, who wrote a 10 question quiz for the show. I let him get one out.
I feel heard. It's all right.
Yeah, yeah. This is perfect. But we represented.
Almost everyone invited knew what they were getting into. Almost. One person is surprised and they'll find out who they are tomorrow. What
cliffhanger?
Oh no!
But check out these guys' podcast. It's called Two Old Queens. It's super funny. I love these guys. And if you're watching this live stream, and we also did some Oscar specials and movie specials in the past on High and Mighty, which are always been a lot of fun for us. We recently did an Oscars one, and if you can watch the Oscars, this episode will come out before the Oscars. So jump back in.
Yeah, good. So then you can be really witty at your Oscar Zoom party that you're on.
You could just steal all our jokes, which are mostly
some hot
like,
takes.
Fuck Christopher Nolan.
That's me.
I was like, how much of a Mark voice am I like allowed to do?
Before it's appropriation.
Yeah, and I don't even mean on a stream. I mean, because it's Mark's thing. Because
your voice might freeze that way.
Don't. It's like getting punched in the back when your eyes are crossed.
Exactly.
Tenet sucks.
Now you're making sense.
Thank you, guys. And join their Patreon, the Two Old Queens Retirement Plan. They've got tons of funny ass shit on there. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
So much. Ooh, such a delight.
Mark, call me when you want to break that tolerance.
I can hear you.
Well, John, you can come, of course.
No,
as always.
No, no.
You always
come. We're
talking
about this later.
Bye.
Bye.
Miles, what if I told you, all right, dude, don't worry, the live stream's over, and pretended like it was over. And I was like, yo, how much do you hate this person?
Oh, my God, dude, I'm so high. Is it over?
No, we're still on. No? It's just me and you, though.
Sick, dude.
I'm fine.
Thanks for having me, doggy.
Of course, man.
I'm smoking. I'm just fucking chiefing this thing down right now. It's fucking
dude.
I feel like we gotta evolve our terminology. I'm burning this I'm facing this blunt.
Yeah, I'm taking it to the dome.
There we go. What is that? Where's that palm blunt? Is that the one you're smoking?
Oh shit. No, that's
you said you rolled a palm. You said
I rolled a palm blunt. I rolled stuffed a palm leaf blunt, I should say.
There
which
you
is
go.
This guy right here with some keef in there in the joint. But I accidentally, I saved this for you specifically, but I accidentally, when we were talking about them, so I can't, I have like six half-smoked joints in front of me. I got like, and I'm still, I've been smoking weed for too long that I won't throw out half a joint. So I got, like, I got to go back and go through all these.
Yeah.
I'm going to camp on this. I'm on that Stone Road Tropicana Punch infused with hashish, and it's pretty nice. Those guys, Stone Road, do some good shit.
Do they? I haven't tried that yet. I'm definitely on a
Stone Road. Fix that. Send Miles some free shit.
Hey, come on, bro. Yeah, like what the fuck? Help me out,
Miles. I took some audience questions. You want to stick around for like 5-10 minutes? Bullshit about them, and then we'll get out of here and order food.
I'm so fucking hot. Like again, I'm so high. I'm like, oh fuck. I hope I'm not expected to be too on right now. I'm like, you're catching me at the end of the day.
I fucked up too. I front loaded the show with like edibles and stuff because it's like, oh, it'd make no sense to eat at the end. And I'm like, no, I could have ate them at the end and dealt with them in my own time. Now I'm feeling all the fucking effects.
Yeah. Well, crash into me, Dave Matthews.
Here we come, live at Red Rocks together. Wait, I got a great question from Steve. And thanks for hitting the Q&A box. I'm going to get to a few of these people. You know I'm already running long and everyone's messaging me like, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, perfect.
I want you to Steve, get off? Come on.
What are your favorite things to watch when high? While you're high, how do you get over your indecisiveness of what to watch? Steve, this is a great question. And the reason I wanted to answer it is it sometimes helps to choose before you spark. You might get your mind might change, and that's okay. But we always, my wife and I call it the backup to the backup. Tiffany and I refer to it as the backup to the backup. It's like we always have something on deck, food wise and to watch wise. At least this went late into quarantine. This is not a free. We don't frequently eat this many dinners together at home. Like we never did this in our 18 years of being together.
Dude, but it's very important to have. This is a skill I have not developed. So thank you for saying that because I'm not proactive. I do the thing where I will let an entire meal turn to ice, cold, tepid room temperature.
Looking for something to put on while you eat, right?
Oh,
dude.
It's so like if I saw a video of myself, like you could have an intervention and I would be disgusted with it. Because I'd be like,
it's the worst. It's my worst behavior. And it's like, I go through five lists of my stuff, of stuff I've previously added to the queue. And it's like, no, the trick is to have one thing on deck that you just kind of enjoy while watching while super high, where it's like, and for me and Tiff, that's always like, we always have Great British Bake Off. We always have that running because we're like, you know, there's 200 seasons and we only started it this quarantine.
Yeah, I've been watching Are You the One with my lady.
Oh, shit. I don't watch that.
Dude, because it's just a bunch of, do you know the premise of the show?
I think so. Yeah.
So it's just like 10 single men and 10 single women, and they have to just figure out who their perfect match is and there's money or whatever. But it's just so funny because it's watching these people that go through these like boom bust emotional cycles on reality TV. It's like these fucking kids are so dumb. And it's nice to watch when you're like in an old person relationship and you're like, remember?
Yeah.
Remember that kind of thing. It's like make out and cry. Ah, man. Remember that?
Other go-tos for when to watch when I'm stoned are the old classics like nature shit, food shows.
Yeah.
Those always hit well. Sometimes I'm the level of stoned where subtitles will help me stay focused on the movie, but sometimes I'm the level of stoned, which is, and this is a edge to walk, I'm the level of stoned where I do not want to do any reading.
Absolutely.
So sometimes I'm stoned where I'm like, ooh, you know what? We should watch that Swedish murder doc because I think I need reading to keep. I'm a little buzzy and I need to like put the fucking focus. Horse blinders on.
Yeah. Other times you're like, no. Like it's like you're trying to keep up with a dog chasing a car sometimes and you're so high watching like in a foreign language. Like, dude, I'm barely hanging on right now. And like, this could fall apart at any moment because I'm just not equipped at the moment. Woo. Yeah, so I mean, yes, having a backup is fantastic. I mean, I can always just watch the opening of the episode Caves of Planet Earth.
Right. You can
jumps into the hole. I'm like,
it's so fucking sick. That's it's crazy. I know what you're referring to. If this is not the most like cliche stoner conversations, like I know exactly which specific fucking Planet Earth episode scene you're talking about. Right.
Exactly. In the Are You the One stoner version, this is you and I figuring out we're the perfect match. We're like, yes. And then the guy.
I think you and I have been figuring that out over the course of four different podcast episodes, starting with a Daily Zeitgeist meet cute, followed by a High and Mighty follow up, and more TDZ, and who knows what the future holds for a couple of charming stoners who want free grass. Are you watching cannabis weed. Companies?
Help us. We'll do anything, bro.
We'll do shit for weed, man. It's like money to us because that's how much we smoke. Just
it really is. There's enough, bro. the fucking caves one, it really is as fantastic. And but at the end of the day, I just want to say for everyone watching, being proactive, I want to internalize that so much from what you said of I need to determine it before, because an absolute tragedy when I fucking take like literally 8 minutes to figure something out.
You got to just like lock in shit sometimes. You got to just be like, no, this is what we're watching. And sometimes you're lucky when you like turn on and you're like, oh shit, is it Sunday? Oh good. We have last week tonight or something that's like, I didn't even realize. Oh, thank God. I don't even have to make a choice. We can just go to a high priority show. I should acknowledge the level of privilege my life has that these are the things that have been stressing me out the last couple of months. I should just
On 420 after the Chauvin verdict, and we're over here like, man, you know when your food get cold.
You know what? It's such great news today that we got to smoke weed. Yes, and other important steps in the steps. It's not the fucking goal line. It's not the finish line. And I definitely do not feel comfortable speaking about this at the end of a 420 episode. But in reality, it's just a fucking step. And it's not even a step in progress. It's just the first step back in the right direction.
Yeah. It's like a drunk person gets their balance. But they're like, okay, but you're still drunk and you're wobbly as fuck. And we got to sort this shit out.
Yeah, it's not a fucking huge moment of American glory because it's a murderer went to jail. Like that should not be a big fucking surprise, but I'm glad it was, and we fucking. All right, next question is: what kind of waffles do you like with your? No, I'm just trying to do a segue out of that.
You guys are so elegant with it, man. Like I fucking am heavy.
He's serious and something else at the same time.
I don't know, man. There's an energy about it. No, but yes, in the 420 respect, just to for even for everyone, we need a little bit of a moment of solace as well. Because what a fucking year. But what is the next question? Because now I gotta think.
Let's do Davin next, is just what someone said. Okay. If you could have any video game based superpower, what would it be? Ooh, okay. Okay. Video game based. Portal. I want a portal gun. No, that's whack. I back off. That's a gadget.
That's technology.
I panicked. Why did I pick this fucking question?
That's right, Gabriel. The portal gun is not a fucking power. Oh, my God.
There's like 12 nerds outside my house with assorted fucking foam padded weaponry from their LARP competition. They're going to fucking beat my little ass.
Come out and face us, you coward.
Come out here, pull down your pants, and let us shoot little magic missiles at your white little ass. Wait, why is it so specific?
Wait, who's my gym coach? Junior high.
I thought you died in that car accident. Nope, you can never kill me, Gabrus. What?
And that's my video game based superpower.
Oh, good Lord.
Way to tie that one back together.
Mine would, I don't know. There's a game called Control I've been playing, but this person is omnipotent. It's like telekinesis. Right. You can pick shit up with your mind, charge it, just destroy someone with it. You can fly. You got all this other shit. So it feels a little too like out of like, you know, maybe I could tone it down a little bit. But honestly, I would fuck like just playing Control. Like there is a bit of freedom of just being like, fuck you, and throwing like a fucking giant fucking crate at somebody. You know what I mean? With your mind.
If I could have any power, it would be the double jump. seems super convenient in games to be able to do a second jump in midair. I don't know how much I could do it in life as a 300 pounder. And if the second jump requires any more energy than the first jump, I'm really fucked. like, it's like, well, you got to push really hard on the second jump. It's like, oh yeah, I'm out. I can't do double jumps. Here. My knees can't handle this. My ACLs.
I used to.
If I could have any video games based superpower, I would say River City Ransom. The dudes could eat food and gain power. It'd be like sushi roll gives you two to kick. And if I could have, if consuming food gave me skills and powers, I would fucking be, I'd be control. I'd be on.
Exactly. You want that like
Goku Super Saiyan. So high. When I whipped my head back, I thought my hat fell off and I haven't had a hat on in like.
Okay. Call your doctor. I'm calling your doctor. Like you
Thank
made
you.
Me prompt.
You got bad news. You are my doctor as well, dude. No.
Bad news for all of us, John. Bad news for all of us. But like in remember Final Fight? Like you could just walk around and beat the shit out of a wooden box and like food or money appeared or like
a full ham. The mayor who's a shirtless dude in khakis can like, smash
I'm my name.
I'm the mayor.
Yeah, I'm like, that's also kind of cool. Like, fucking a box up and it comes with a prize. Like, not really a superpower, but just a reward system as your reality. Like, oh, you need something to eat? Hold on, where's there a box? Oh, right here.
Bam! Oh, if that was real life, if you could just open garbage cans and there'd be, like, real okay food to eat. I mean, that would be good for way more people than just me. That would be very good for society. If there was, like... wait, that's actually a really fun, insane charity idea is to put free meals inside of like really shipping crates. And like, that's like so mean and terrible.
Yeah, like, what is it? It's like, it's honestly, it's a problematic YouTube prank video from 2013.
That guy thinks is like charming.
Charity prank.
Yeah.
Dude, this classic. Guy took $400 in there. This bum found it. Whoa!
How fucking crazy is that, dude? I miss Jackass.
Who the fuck are these people? Fucking YouTube, y'all. This ain't a prank. Yeah. Cool. What else we got?
Miles, before we get out of here, I just wanted to ask, could you hit my listeners with, if you have a little piece of weed advice or something you... And I'll take the second to give mine, and then maybe that'll help you think of one. Something my friend Pat Walsh one time said to me was, exercising while stoned is very good. You can if you can do it, you'll enjoy it. And he's like, but put on your running shoes or your workout clothes first. Just like pick out the show first. But this is the I'm turning 40 this year level where you're like, if you want to go for a long walk or a long bike ride while stoned, put on the fucking walk clothes, put on the go outside with your headphones and your backpack all ready to go smoke on the walk out or smoke on the in the gym parking lot. Like get yourself there and do it
on the bus.
smoke on the bus with the rest of your team going to the Olympics or whatever, you know, whatever your situation might be.
Because the junior high team you're coaching and
just blaze up, dog. They'll deal.
Good luck. a couple things. I mean, just in general on 420, just with a lot of legalization happening, I just want people to, you know, remember that really being inclusive and trying to make sure that the legalization of cannabis and weed is equitable in terms of like who profits from it is really important to keep in mind and where your dollars go and who they go to, because a lot of people are in prison over this shit. And I think that's just really something to keep in mind as all legalization is happening to keep in mind. The second thing I will say is you're not a stoner unless you have a grinder. That's just law. If you don't have a grinder, we're not. This isn't. Yeah. You're a weekender. Okay.
Yeah, and you can really save your fingertips from having to wash like your homemade accidental hash from breaking up bud for the blunt with your fingertips. The grinder really levels up the game. I love to have like about an eighth pre-ground. You know, like I'll grind. I like. Do a big grind on a Thursday, stuff a bunch of cones and blunts, and rock through the weekend. Yeah, you know, treat yourself. Little meal prep. For the I refuse to do meal prep, but I will pack myself pre-rolls for vacation.
Right, exactly. I will spend 2.5 hours watching a Lord of the Rings movie, grinding a quarter and stuffing yes. cones and putting them in little tubes because I like them individually, okay? I like the shape. Early alone. But yeah, have the grinder because I saw somebody before pre-quar, a grown adult man just using scissors and like Ooh. Their hands. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, you are too old for this.
Treat yourself to a grinder. And when you pull yours, and here's a little, I'll tag a little piece of advice on there. Keep a jar on the side for all your stems you pull out. And then mm-hmm. eventually throw all those stems in like a teapot with like some tea and drink that. Oh. And you can get a little THC out of it. But it also doesn't have that strong of a flavor. So you can, you know, just like one green tea bag in there knocks that like, and it tastes pretty fucking solid. So I like to, you know, use the whole flower, not let anything go to waste.
Whole hog. Yep. Yeah,
whole hog, baby. All right. Next up, I'm going to show whole hog. No. Live stream. Stick around. Miles, thank you so much for coming on the High and Mighty, the first annual 420 Mega Sesh as an excuse to smoke a blunt together.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Please, dude. Your podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist, I shout out. But you also have a 420 Day Fiancé. Is that what it's called? Did I get it right?
Yeah, 420 Day Fiancé. We stream Tuesdays and Fridays on twitch.tv/420dayfiancé. And it's also a podcast, so you can hear that. But we just, you know, get fucking high and talk about trash reality shows because that's a place I retreat to.
The consumption of media and discussion of media are two of the few places in my life that I feel comfortable. There's right. two of the few places in life that, like, on stage with a paying audience who already knows me and likes me and doesn't hate me and isn't my dad.
And validate me. Dude, relax at everything. I'm killing
Stop yelling at me.
Objectively, I'm killing it. They're not just.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Miles, I'm getting fucking twisted. My eyes are closing. So I want to say thank you, bud. Thanks for coming on. And I'll text you soon about smoking weed on Zoom together for fun without strangers watching.
Or maybe. Who knows?
Oh. Right? Okay. Bye. I don't know.
You're like, what? Oh, man. Deadline's going to write about that, dude. Oh, dude, you're sick.
Dude, yeah, let's tease it out like we have. Later, bud. I keep telling them, all right, I'm full screen. Hopefully I'm full screen for you. Well, that looks much better. I got to say thank you guys so much for coming to your own computer and watching this or listening to this if you're listening on the podcast or watching later on in the week because your friend texted you and said, you can't miss it, man. Gabrus smokes weed and coughs and eats some food and some Pop Rocks. Yeah, in hindsight, it was a fucking weird show. But I didn't pay for the tickets. You guys did. So I have to say thank you for that. Much appreciated. Thank you to the people at On Location Live for throwing this on. Thank you to Marika and Emma, of course, everyone at HeadGum. Thank you to Tiffany, who is ordering me food, my wife, at The Sweetser Life on Instagram. If you live in the LA area and need flowers, this counts as shouting her out. And I'm done talking about flowers for the night, babe. That includes in our personal lives, because I know you're watching, or there's no way you're still watching. Or ever listening. So this is just for me and you, shitheads. Thank you so much for coming to the 420 First Annual Mega Sesh. Will it be the last? Who fucking cares? See you next year. Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
In a part of the world where there are no rules.
Holy shit.
Holy shit, guys. Holy I'm so pumped.
I definitely have not watched this since I rented it on VHS in 92.
Strangers united by the threat of death.
We got all the fucking major players. Seagal.
Vladimir Putin is a good man.
Arnold.
Here, come.
Give it to me.
I need you to cream pie me now.
Stallone.
People are loving this movie.
It's got a lot of heart.
You're mentally irregular.
Now. Somewhere, somehow,
body blow,
someone's gonna pay.
I would fucking love for my wife to, like, see me rip a guy's throat out.
But they didn't count on one thing.
This movie's fucking insane.
It's how you know it's a good movie. You have to do almost all the work yourself to figure it out.
Oh, there's a fantasy component. Yeah. There's some sword fighting.
There's some lightning.
Bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam, bam.
There's a new
game in town.
You wake up after a few years, and then you don't even know who you are anymore.
We're going to be making Terminators. We're going to make a really great deal with the Xenomorphs.
What? I don't hate them, but I've been in a room in.
Yes, I understand.
This is now the 20th ending of the movie.
I am Dark.
I'm your dad.
Action, boys. Boys will be boys.
Subscribe here for bonus content and more free stuff from behind the paywall. To get new episodes, become a patron at actionboys.biz.
Do it. Do it.
Come on. Do it now.